देवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तस्माद्भवन्तो हृदयेन जाता सर्वे महीयान् सममुं सनातन अक्लिष्ट बुद्ध्या परसंखजध्वम् शुश्रूषणं तद्भरणं गुजाना. Translation. My dear boys, you are all born of my heart, which is the seat of all spiritual qualities. Therefore, you should not be like materialistic and envious men. You should accept your eldest brother, Bharata, who is exalted in devotional service. If you engage yourselves in Bharata's service, your service to him will include my service, and you will rule the citizens automatically.
तस्माद् भवन्ता हृदयेन जाता सर्वे महीयान् सममुं सनातनम् अक्लिष्टबुद्ध्या भरतं भजध्वं शुश्रूषणं तत् भरणं प्रजाना. सो रिषभदेव वाज रिटायर्ड from the duty of royal position, and before that he selected out of his 100 sons Bharat as the king, next king. Bharat Maharaj also very exalted. There is a long history about Maharaj. Under his name, this land or this earthly planet is called Bharatvarsh on account of Bharat Maharaj. This planet, the whole planet, was formerly known as Bharatvarsh. Before that, it was known as Ilavati Varsha. After the reign of Bharat Maharaj, it was named Bharat Varsha. So, the emperor of Bharat Varsha, of this ruling all over the world, even after the time of Maharaj Parikshit, and this New Delhi Hastinapur was the capital of the world. And there was only plan to unite it. There was no need of hundreds of plans to United Nations. We have seen in New York the United Nations organization. The flags are increasing, not under one flag. The culture is lost. In India also, the division, everywhere, the division is increasing. In Europe, there is only one city, that is also another state. Luxembourg. So, without the central point, certainly, gradually, the division will increase, and in the name of nationalism, the strife and war and fight will increase. Just as in India, 20 years before, or 30 years before, there was no Pakistan. Now they are divided, and already two big fights have been performed. So, this is the position, that without Krishna consciousness, everyone will try to enjoy sense gratification independently, either individually, collectively, socially, economically, politically. What? Divided. There is no oneness, simply division. So Bharata Maharaj is advising his other sons, he has 100 sons, that Bharatam Bhagavyam, to just be obedient to Bharata. Don't try to rule independently, because if you follow the principles of Bharata Maharaj, that will satisfy the citizens, not ruling over independence. We have practical examples. At the present moment, there are 3 dozen ministers, 4 dozen secretaries, and 2 dozen governors, and so on and so on. But there is no peace. There is no peace because they are missing the central point. The central point, Krishna. Krishna says, personally, he has come personally to inform us the real situation. He says, Sarva Loka Maheshwara, I am the proprietor of all plants. So accept this principle that Krishna is the proprietor and we are all sons of Krishna. Krishna claims, Krishna never says that I am Indian, I am Hindu, or I am Uttar Pradesh. No, he never says. He says, Sarvajoni Sukhante Asambhavanti Mutaya Tasa Mahajanibam. All these are Pradaputta and the Father. Not only of the human society, but I am the father of other forms of life. There are different forms of life, 8,400,000 forms of life. They are all sons of Krishna. It may be a small act, or he may be exalted personality like Lord Brahma. Everyone. So, if you know the Krishna science, then you can understand it. This universal brotherhood that we all in different forms of life, we are all sons of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Father. He says in another place, Mavaivansa Jiva Bhuta, all the jivas, their mind, part and, just like the sun is part and parcel of the body of the father. Similarly, we are also sons, everyone, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And if you are really advanced in knowledge, then Pandita Samadharasana, then you are actually Pandit. Not falsely to be called Pandit and number one fool. That is not Pandit. Pandita Samadharasana. The defect of the modern civilization is that there is no pandit or rascals. All right. Therefore, they have demarcated this is India, this is America. No. Everything belongs to Krishna. Then there will be peace. If in the United Nations they simply pass one resolution with determination that the whole planet belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all His sons. There is no trouble. There is no scarcity. Krishna has created this world in such a way that there is no question of starvation in any part of the world. There is no question. Sufficient. Purna. There is no question of starvation. But because we have rebelled against the principles of universal brotherhood, we are all suffering. I have several times said that there are ample space. There is no question of scarcity. Ample space. I am traveling all over the world. So much space lying vacant in America, in Africa, Australia. Why the Chinese or the Indians should be congested, overpopulated? But they will not allow. It is my country. Have you got visa, immigration? Yes, I have got. All right, 3 months, then get out. Because they are left hands. They falsely claim, this is my country, this is my property, nobody can come here. This is dog philosophy. That's why the dogs, they have selected one neighborhood and three, four dogs. They live peacefully, not peacefully, they also fight among them. But if another dog comes, immediately the four, five dogs will attack. Why you are coming? Why you are coming? So this kind of so-called immigration department means dogs department. They are maintained for checking the human life. Why? That's the decision. We are all brothers. Why you should stop? It is my father's property. It is your father's property. India was like that. The foreigners took advantage of India's simplicity, magnanimity. They came here, the Mohammedans and the Christians, they exploited. But India was very much magnanimous. Anyone who comes, yes, come here. Learn daily literature. India's philosophy is Giram Sastram Api Praptam Vishastam Aputuvan. That is India's philosophy. Even the enemy comes to your place, if you receive him so nicely, that he will forget that he is your enemy. That is India's. Griham Satru Api Pratam. What to speak of that? Even if you get your enemy, you shall receive. That is India's hospitality. In the fight, there were incidences in the history. There was fight, Kurus and the Pandavas. But in the evening time, they're friends. Any time there is no animosity. That Pagodjun went to Duryodhana. Duryodhana criticized as grandfather. Grandfather sometimes criticized. by the grandsons, it is not an offense. You cannot criticize superiors. But between grandfather and grandchildren, the relation is different. The grandfather also criticizes the grandchildren. So, Duryodhana criticized Bhishma Dev. My dear grandfather, you have got affection for the Pandavas, but you are not fighting sincerely. You have been appointed the commander-in-chief, but out of your affection, you are neglecting your duty. Indirectly. So, old grandfather became a little angry. What do you want? See, you can finish them in one day. Why you are taking so much time? All right, I shall finish tomorrow also. At least I shall finish up June tomorrow. Either his intimate friend Krishna will have to break his promise or his friend will die. We'll see tomorrow. Because Krishna said, Arjuna, I am joining you, but I shall not fight. Do you want me? Still Arjuna said, yes, I want you. Don't fight. And Duryodhana saw Krishna divided one side himself and another side his 18 opponent military force. So Duryodhana thought that let me take the forces. If Krishna does not fight, what shall I do with him? Better take his force. And Duryodhana accepted the military force and Arjuna accepted Krishna. With the promise that I shall not fight. So I shall become your chariot. So, Arjuna, Krishna, and Pitamaha, the grandfather, Bhishma Dev, this is the same. You know, Bhishma Dev has promised. Bhishma Dev knew that Arjuna cannot be killed. I saw Duryodhana that I am not partial. He is not to be killed. Dishan Bhakti Janada. Just to Pandavu Pranam, Dishan Bhakti Janada. Nobody can kill. But this rascal is criticizing me. So I shall show tomorrow. So, he made 5 weapons to kill the 5 brothers. And he said that I am keeping these 5 arrows to kill the 5 brothers tomorrow. Don't worry. Sleep nice. So, Krishna could understand that this arrangement has been done. So Krishna reminded Arjuna that Duryodhana wanted to give you some benediction, being pleased upon you. Now you go there and take the 5 weapons from me. So when my point is that how the fighting was in a sporting spirit. So Arjuna and came to the camp of Duryodhana. Duryodhana well received him. Yes, my dear brother, come. What do you want? Why you have come? Now, you promised something to give me. I have come to take that. Yes, I will give you. You want without fight the kingdom? Take it immediately. No, I don't want that. Fighting was gone. That is not. I have not come to beg that. Listen, I have come to take that faith and speak of death immediately. He kept the safety for killing them, and because he has come to bear, a Kshatriya should not get, but he is wearing all of them. This is India. This is India's civilization. And the next day, also, Bhishma was so vigorously that Arjuna is going to be killed. His chariot broken, everything is gone. Then Krishna, you have seen the picture, then Krishna came with a broken wheel to kill Bhishma. And his mother immediately stopped. Yes, by now, promise is fulfilled. Just like I said, you have broken your promise. You promised not to fight, not to now at the present moment to give protection to your friend. You have now broken. Yes. So Krishna can do that. Krishna, he can do everything to give protection to his friend and the world. He can break his promise. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Koti apujjanihi ami bhakta pramastati. He does not promise personally, because he might sometimes break his promise. He is asking Arjuna, you promise, so that your promise will be kept always, I shall see to it. This is the philosophy. So, you see actually formula, peace formula. Then everything is possible. Simply we have to accept the instruction of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are simply requesting to accept the Krishna philosophy. Then the whole world will be peaceful. There is no doubt in it. Oktaram Jabgatavasam Sarvaloku Mahishtaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Jnattam Aham Shanti Dichyat. These rascals, their mentality is like a dog, and they are making United Nations. A dog can be united? Is it possible? No. You bring several dozens of best dogs and ask them, please live peacefully. We shall give you food and with. It is not in their capacity to live peacefully. See, even there is already ample economic development, sufficiency, but because the mentality is doggy, the so-called hearts of United Nations, they are fighting. It is not possible. So without Krishna consciousness, everything will be failure. But therefore, Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev Maharaj is advising that you concentrate your service to Bharat, the Brahmana. That time, back time comes, you can come to the position of a Kshatriya, or you can ask a Vaishya, but never to the position of a Kshatriya. This is dog. They are at the present moment, everyone is being trained up to become Shudra. So, high education, big degrees, but see, the dog is not appointed by master, he's all cultivated. Therefore, this dog is Indian civilization means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Shudra means one who cannot live independently. He has to depend on some master He is a Sudra. The Brahmana should lead by education, by knowledge. Everyone will honor them. They will give their advice to the Sudras and to the Kshatriyas. When Parshuram killed 11, 21 times all the Kshatriyas, his father chastised him that this is not the business of the Brahmana, my dear son. You are so angry, you have killed all the Kshatriyas and you have killed Kartavijaya alone by anger. You have done great sinful activities. It is not the business of the Brahmana. Therefore, he should retire for some time and go to holy places to counteract your sinful activity. This was spoken to Parshuram by his father. So that must be the reason. A Brahmana can kill anyone simply by words. He's so powerful. But that he doesn't. When Vishwamitra was disturbed by Taraka Rakshasi in the forest, he came to Dasarath Maharaj for help. He could kill the Taraka Rakshasi simply by his words. But he did not do that. This is our Brahmana's business. He wanted to take the help of a Kshatriya and kill the Rakshasa. Kshatriya can kill. Brahmana can take care of it. Kshatriya can exact taxes. And Vaishya be engaged in producing food grain. Kisi goruk sabanintam Vaishya karma sabhava. This is civilization. Alien civilization means the division must be there. Krishna personally says, chakudvarnamaya system, punakarma, the varnasam must be there. But the whole aim is how to please for Supreme Personality. Because the Supreme Personality Godhead has to be satisfied on account of our rebellious attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are suffering in this material world. Just like any citizen, rebellious to the laws of God and laws of the government, he is put into the prison. Similarly, we are all sons and subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we become rebellious, what is God? What is Krishna? Vimura, Vattaham Niti Manmati. Prasitakyamanani Guni Karmani Sarvas. Ahamkara Vimura. All these rascals who are godless, they are rebellious. They must suffer. The prakriti is there. Pratidekriyamanani. Krishna Bhuyaji Bhogavan Chakal. Pasete Maya Tare Japutiya Dhal. As soon as you become rebellious to Krishna, immediately Maya is there. Actually, as soon as you become rebellious, the government laws, immediately you are under police custody. There are two things. Government and the police. So you cannot escape. It is when you think that I can escape God's ruling, I can deny the existence of God. That is your foolishness, mura. Ramana Gustiguna mura prabhadranti gaurava. These rascals, they are not only sinful, but also lowest of the mankind, who denies the existence of God, godless. The so-called so many parties, they want to improve by becoming godless. Among the scientists, it is a great thing to utter even the name of God. They will say, oh, you are talking of God, you are not a scientist. Is it not?
Yes.
Scientist means he must be God. This is it. Therefore, we are making so much propaganda against these rascal scientists. We are presenting, we are putting this theory that life is born out of chemicals. We are putting the counter theory. No, life is born of life. Never with chemicals. Our scientist students are writing the book, you know. So our proposition is, anyone against the authority of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must strongly criticize him and take to task. This is our business. Just like Hanuman, but Janu, he took very seriously to punish Ravana. What was his fault? It was godless. He was against Ravana. Therefore he took it very seriously and set fire to his beautiful kingdom, Lanka. Of course, Ramanji never did it for his personal. They were monkeys, not even human beings. They did not want, the monkeys did not want such nice city, but for Ramchandra. Similarly, our principle should be that we can utilize everything, but not for our self-degradation, but for Krishna. That should be the motive of Krishna conscious people, and try to educate people to become Krishna conscious so that actually they become happy. Thank you very much.